أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن كنتم على سفر ولم تجدوا كاتبا فرهان مقبوضة. Moving on to verse number 283 of Surah Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues the discussion related to the contracting of a debt. Allah says, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ, and if you are on a journey, you are not in your city or in your hometown, you are out of your country, or you are in another town and in another city, you have traveled elsewhere, you are on a journey, and you are in need of funds, you are in need of money, or you are in need of purchasing an item and you do not have the money to pay for that item. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you are on a journey and you contract a debt between yourself and the money lender, or between yourself and the seller of that item, وَلَمْ تَجِدُوا كَاتِبًا, and you cannot find a scribe, or you cannot find a scribe or any means to record that contract. This applies more to the days and the era in which scribes were not freely available in every town or in every city. They were found more in the major cities. So you have no means of recording the debt, and you do not have anyone with the necessary knowledge to draw up the contract between the two of you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what you should do, or what is allowed in this instance, فَرِهَانٌ مَقْبُوضَ. The creditor is allowed to take something as a security from the debtor. And this verse establishes the permissibility of pawning an item, mortgages, and taking securities in return of a loan which you have lent out to a person. This is the verse which establishes the permissibility of handing over securities and demanding a security from the debtor. Farihanun, it's known as rihan. Rihan is a security which the debtor makes over to the creditor. But of course, there is an entire chapter in the books of Islamic jurisprudence that deals with the laws which govern rihan, securities, mortgages, and that of pawning an item. Then Allah moves on to the topic of amanat, trusts, which are left by a person. A person is entrusted with something. This was also commonly found in the earlier days, when a person would decide to go on a journey, he is going for Hajj, or he is going out away from his hometown, and he has certain valuable items. What he does is he goes to another party and he entrusts that person with those items and leaves those items as an amanah, as a trust. What is the ruling with regards to the amanat, the trusts which are left with a person whom you have entrusted? Allah says, فَإِنْ أَمِنَ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا, if any one of you entrusts another with a certain trust, you have left it in his care, that valuable item, فَلْيُؤَدِّ الَّذِي اُؤْتُمِنَ أَمَانَتَهُ, then the one who was entrusted with that item, in whose care that item was left, he should return it to the rightful owner when the rightful owner demands for it to be returned. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing a distinction between a security, rihan, and an amanah, a trust. Rihan, a security, the person who has taken the security, the creditor, he will only return the security to the debtor upon the fulfillment of the debt. So even if the debtor comes and demands that security, he comes and demands that item, that I've left this item with you because of the money which I owe you, and he's demanding it, the creditor has the full right to withhold the security and not to release it. But when it comes to an amana, the person has left something in your care for safekeeping. Now if he demands that item back, you are obliged to return it to him immediately, because that is not a security. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, وَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ رَبَّهُ, and he should fear Allah, his Rabb. For the third time, you will notice Allah uses this expression. وَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ رَبَّهُ. That be Allah conscious when it comes to these affairs and matters as well, when it comes to taking of securities, demanding a security, when it comes to trust and returning the trust to the rightful owners. Here too Allah says, وَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ رَبَّهُ. The person should be Allah conscious and maintain taqwa in these monetary arrangements. وَلَا تَكْتُمُ الشَّهَادَةَ. So firstly, Allah spoke of the security. Allah then spoke of amana. Thirdly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the witnesses. If you are a witness and you are now subpoenaed or you are demanded by the court to come and testify and state what you have witnessed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when that is the case, وَلَا تَكْتُمُ الشَّهَادَةَ. You are not allowed to conceal the testimony. If you are demanded to come and testify regarding a certain issue, and you have the necessary knowledge, you are a recognized witness in the court of Sharia, then Allah says you are not allowed to refuse. You must go and expose what you know and state what it is that you have witnessed. وَلَا تَكْتُمُ الشَّهَادَةَ. Do not conceal any testimony. وَمَنْ يَكْتُمْهَا. Allah says, whoever conceals the shahada, whoever refuses to go and act as a witness and testify, and he chooses to conceal the facts, فَإِنَّهُ أَثِمٌ قَلْبُ. Then he has a sinful heart. He has a sinful heart. This is a sinful act in the court of Allah. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ عَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of all that you do. May Allah grant us the understanding.